you are going to, this is going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your, you're going to blow a gasket.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. I know that you're pretty tolerant of woke culture, you know, for the most part, but they cross a line now and again. And I think this is one of those lines that is not going to be cool with you. Have you seen that the people at Hasbro want to redo Monopoly? They want to have a more woke Monopoly.
What's wrong with Monopoly?
You know those community chess cards which feature stuff like winning a beauty contest or receiving a tax refund or like the now rarely seen bank error in your favor? So they're saying that that stuff is really old school. Winning a beauty contest, you know, it's beauty shaming or something shaming or somebody's being shamed there somehow. So instead, they want to do something brand spanking new, and they're going to swap out the cards for things that are more community service, because it's a community card, community service and more social awareness. So like shopping local all week, rescuing a shelter pet, tend the community garden.
Could you still pass jail and collect $200? They're going to take that off?
Yeah, see, that's what they're discussing right now, like the idea of go to jail, go directly to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it says. Other scenarios include rewards for visiting with an elderly neighbor, patronizing the school bake sale, or donating blood.
God.
You can be praised for being a good friend, like video chat with somebody that's having a tough day, or you could call on that friend later to get out of jail free. Okay, so yeah, they still are going to have the get out of jail free, because that's a staple in Monopoly. They can't,
can't get rid of that one. Well, I would be damned if anybody has played a board game in the past 15 years.
Right. Well, I guess that's the bigger issue. So people, I think Monopoly is like, God, they're not playing our game. Maybe we're not woke enough. No, nobody's interested in playing a board game anymore. You're right. That's a good point.
Everybody's got a phone in their hand now. And if you want to play Monopoly, how about having a Monopoly app that everybody in the family can get on underneath the same house and play it on their phone?
But that's boring. Why don't you just, if you're going to do that, that's the problem. Monopoly doesn't move fast enough. You know, like you move spaces, mm-hmm. you buy a house, then you buy a hotel and somebody lands on it and you got to, it's just like, it's so tedious. Like, wouldn't you rather just sit and play like a video game where everyone has their own controller?
That's where Monopoly got popular. It was before DVR and movies at home. And there was nothing else to do as a family. I mean, you would stand around and stare at each other.
Right.
So you had board games. Remember the whole lane in the toy store was nothing but board games?
Right. Now Toys R Us is gone. So where would you even buy a board game anymore? Like, I'm going to go dig on Amazon to see if they have a woke Monopoly game. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody that would sit around and do that in 2021.
I don't even play Scrabble. I mean, people remember for a while, people playing Words with Friends. Like, even if somebody wanted to play that, they found the app version of it. Like, nobody actually, I don't know anybody that even owns a board game anymore. I wouldn't even know where to find one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sorry and all those the game of life. You know, I can see if the kid is under 10, you might want to do that, but I don't think in this day and age you're going to do that. So that's the only way Hasbro's getting in the news, is if they're going to have to redo all their games.
Right. The darkest one was Clue. Think about that. Like, you're a little kid and you're playing a murder game. Like, who got murdered?
Right.
I mean, like, what parent would allow that now? Like, you know, an 8-year-old to be like, you know, Colonel Mustard in the bedroom with a candlestick. Like, that's not gonna happen.
You take them to an escape room now. That's what you do. You do it in real life. Something as a family.
It's weird. It's like you can murder somebody in a video game, that's okay, but for some reason, like, to me, Clue feels really a lot more it feels a little darker.